Those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the
Welcome, Free Fire listeners. This is the Positively Healthy Show, and I'm Dr. Maria Salas, your local chiropractor here in downtown Reading. We have a great show for you here today, and as I have two amazing guests in the studio with me, but before I introduce them, we have a few shout-outs and some business to take care of. So this segment of the Positively Healthy Show is brought to you by HealthWise Chiropractic. Yes, that is my office. I am accepting new patients at this time, and I recommend that you call and make an appointment for us to sit and chat and see if chiropractic is a fit for you or not. I actually really love this time when I get to sit down with people, new people as well, and really just listen to them, see what's going on with them, see if I can help them, see what their needs are. And if I can, we generally get started right away, and we get to it right away. If I can't, then I will actually refer them out to someone that can. So you can find more information at my website. That's healthwisedoc.com. That's healthwisedoc.com. Please leave a question in your information, and I can actually get back to you today. So good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Dr. Maria.
So thanks for coming in today. Are you going to be joining us now on Saturdays?
I'm Saturdays till further notice.
All right. Okay, cool. So what do you have planned this weekend?
I'm doing tomorrow's shows as well after I get done with today.
Okay,
so
cool.
I'm spending a lot of time in the studio this weekend, actually.
Oh, okay. That's good. It's so beautiful out there. I hope you get to get outside. So, you know, I was going to introduce my guests later, but because I've gotten to know them, I really want to bring them on right away. Today I have in the studio the beautiful Miss Alexandra Russo.
Thank you.
And very talented, skilled. You are a certified
massage therapist and yoga teacher.
Yoga teacher,
and
yes.
My background's in psychology.
Yes, and what was the college you attended?
I finished Naropa University in Boulder, Colorado.
That's right.
It was a more psychotherapy-based college.
Oh, okay, wonderful. You can tell us more about that in a second after we introduce your amazing husband. We have local internist here, Dr. Dan Russo, who's going to talk to us today. Hi.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thank you for having me here today.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for coming. And actually, you have a busy day already today. So thank you for coming, because you're taking a break out of your busy day and coming to hang out with us for a little bit. So I really appreciate that. You guys, so one of the reasons why I wanted to bring you on, because you guys have kids.
Yes.
You have a family.
Four
kids. So, you know, my goal is to always take a positive approach to the show and the topics, but I have to get something off my chest today, Bob, if you will. First off, I would like to give my condolences to the Marissa Nichols family, those that loved her, and to all the Red Bluff area to the North State, as we have lost one of our own.
Yes, we are all heartsick in the North State about that the tragic killing in Red Bluff.
Yeah, I see patients down there, and I was there yesterday, and the energy was quite different than normal. You know, to park somewhere and go to where you need to go, you have to park a little bit of a ways and walk, and it was generally heightened emotions, as you can imagine with your psychology background. When something tragic happens, everyone's sort of heightened and sensitive.
So sad.
Yeah, so anyway, I just wanted to acknowledge that today, and I wanted to offer up, I don't know how I can offer up anything. I don't even really know what more I want to talk about this, but I want to say there's really no easy way to talk about this. If there's one thing that I could find in my lifetime, a way to teach our youth, our young women and men, and our young children as well, it is to be more aware of your surroundings. I think that my background with martial arts and having a dad that was in the Marine Corps for 27 years sort of helped teach me and my sisters actually to be more hyper aware. And But I think that there can be some sort of middle ground, wouldn't you say, Alexandra, to not be hyper aware, but to have that wisdom in the background that you are watching out for your surroundings.
It's a process.
So anyways, I just want to encourage people today, if they feel like they want to say something, we are going to talk about Dr. Russo's accomplishments and what he's got going on. But please call in today to ask any questions of Alexandra and Dr. Russo. And you can call in at 605-4567. If you feel like you need to get something off your chest and maybe give your condolences to the family, I welcome that. And, again, please call 605-4567. This is the Positively Healthy Show, and this is Dr. Maria Salas, KCNR, 1460 AM.
Down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Signs is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at wonderlandsigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Hi, I'm Don Shulman.
And I'm Judy Maxwell. We invite you to join us on Sundays right here on KCNR 1460 AM.
We leave the politics to other shows.
We just love to inform, educate, and just have a good time.
We have a variety of guests and invite you to join us. Don't let the Sunday blahs get you down. Have fun with us.
Absolutely. Tune us in and take us with you. We'd love to have you along for the ride.
Remember, Don and Judy, 10 a.m. to noon every Sunday right here on 1460 AM KCNR.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Maria Salas, and this is the Positively Healthy Show. And today, to finally introduce and talk with our guests today, we have Alexandra Russo. And we have Dr. Dan Russo in our studio today, and I'm so excited to have you guys because we are going to talk about how you guys help people to get healthy, right? So why don't we go ahead and get started? I wanted to ask you, Doc, the American College of Physicians defines internists as physicians who specialize in the prevention, detection, and treatment of illnesses in adults. Do you feel that is a fair definition for you with what you're accomplishing and what you're that it applies to you?
Yes, it does. I just think that a lot of my training and I think a lot of physicians' training these days is more towards treating than prevention. And I think we feel that. And as I said, unfortunately, there is not a lot of prevention that we are using in our training. That's the reason why I started looking in a little bit of a different direction, just because I felt that when I will be older, I thought what I, you know, how I'd like to be treated, what would be my future, you know, do I want to go and have prescriptions written every couple of months and taking pills and doing all those things which, you know, seem normal these days. But I thought that that's not the kind of future that I want for me. And then, as I said, if it's good for me, then it should be good for other people too.
Yeah. Interesting question. How you took that self-inward approach and you said, what do I want for me? What do I want for my family who I love so much? I mean, your wife and your four kids, do we want to, do all the things that you're talking about that seem so normal with, the treatment standards of the day? And you said, no, I don't think so. Let me look into this a little bit more. And Alexandra, how did you help him do that?
Well, I would help him with clients that he would help as far as changing their lifestyle and their diet. Him being so busy at the hospital, I would be his assistant, coming in and helping
his
people.
His lovely assistant, yes.
Coming in and helping people organize their kitchen, learn how to cook, different meals that are delicious and healthy for you at the same time. I also would help with stress relief.
I wanted though to stop her a little bit here because she's, I think that, you know, your question is a little bit deeper than this. I'd like to say that she is actually the one who introduced me to all these things.
Oh, I love that you just sat here and gave you credit. That's awesome. Let me interrupt you, hon, because I want to give you credit. That's awesome.
But it is really what the truth is that, yeah. You know, I always tell the story that, you know, we met in New York and we lived in New Jersey. And when we started dating, we would go in Manhattan and look for restaurants, and should always tell me about, let's go to a vegetarian restaurant. And I would always say, there is no way for me that I'm going to that place because I have nothing to eat over there.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to a different place where I can get what I like to.
So what was it that you would eat before that you liked? Maybe was it something like, you're from Romania, do you have certain foods that sort of touched your heart and was a memory and you were like, ooh, I want that?
I've never been really a big meat eater.
Oh, okay.
Actually, since I actually moved to the United States, I dropped my red meat just to start with, just because I never liked it.
So I
stayed with chicken and fish. Sausages and, you know, all the other goodies, meat goodies that are out there. So as I said, that was the very beginning. And, you know, for me, it was like, now I can't do this. And, you know, these days, I can even think about, you know, going to a less than a vegan restaurant. I'm not talking about, you know, but a vegan restaurant today sometimes wouldn't do it for me.
Yeah.
So for people, I guess, who don't know, vegan is a person who doesn't eat any animal products. So what I'm actually promoting is a plant-based diet. That means that people who wouldn't eat any meat wouldn't have any dairy or eggs.
Okay. And so, Alexandra, where did you come to that, ideology of plant-based or raw or vegan?
Probably more from my yoga experience.
Okay.
Traditionally, a lot of people who practice yoga, they are mostly vegetarian. And I think I just started with that because I started becoming interested in yoga when I was around 15. And I remember, turning vegetarian, right after I read this book on meditation and yoga and the interconnectedness of all life, how we're all interconnected. And it just made me think about the animals and what I'm putting into my body and what that's creating for me.
Which would be acidity.
Yeah. Well, I think, from what I've read and what we've researched, high protein diet and animal products is pretty acidic, mm-hmm. as well as sugar and alcohol and other things. Also the environment that we're in, you know. Pesticides, all the things are being sprayed on our food these days. So, but, you know, over the years, I have gone back to eating meat and I have, experimented with other ways of eating because,
we change.
Yeah. And that's what happens in life.
And our education, our knowledge changes. Maybe the food that's available changes, right? Up here in Northern California, we have like, the sponsor that was just on, that feeds their beef.
Which we buy. Yeah.
Doc's like looking at me, shaking his head.
Well,
he's gone all the way, man.
He's very hardcore. Like, he is very strict and that works for him.
Yeah.
And we're all different people. Yeah. And that's the beauty of the world is we're all different. We're all unique mm-hmm. and we all have different paths to take. And so what we're doing is not telling people to turn vegan and mm-hmm. go vegan overnight. It's just helping people where they're at and helping them create a healthier diet where they're at and what they want to create in their life.
Yeah, I think that's really important to really listen to your client, your patient, and kind of see what their needs are. And really create that customized, personalized approach for them. And who knows, it may be a gradual, more gradual to what you're doing, but I think along the way, there's a transition time for people to kind of go, like, how long was it for you, Doc, that you just finally said, okay, enough is enough. I'm not doing meat anymore, because there had to have been a reason, probably physiologically. We can go over more of that later, but there had to have been a transition for you.
I did the transition. I did the when I was still eating meat, I did some fastings.
Oh,
so
okay.
When during the fastings, I actually checked out this kind of diet and actually went fine with me. And actually my turning point was after I finished reading the China study.
Oh, interesting. Okay, I want to hear more about that. When we come back, we're going to talk about some of the physiological changes that might go on, good and bad. Good with the plant-based diet, bad with possibly eating meat, certain meats. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. Call in 605-4567 for questions for the doc.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to one to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to one on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
It's a beautiful day. Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Marie Salas, and this is the Positively Healthy Show, and I have an awesome shout-out to give out today. Today, you guys, there is a yogathon from the Conscious Living Yoga. I call her Dr. Nancy, but, you know, that's just our inside joke. But Nancy Sutton Pierce, whose show is on after mine, they're doing a yogathon fundraiser and an Indian food potluck after this. So what I want to encourage everyone to do and recommend is that you go make a donation and then go ahead and do some yoga and see what it's all about. And where you can go is 1325 Tehama Street, or you can go to consciouslivingyoga.com to find out more information. And donations are $10 a session, $25 for three, or $50 unlimited. And that money, you guys, is going towards the yoga scholarship program and much needed yoga props that are going to be for beautifying the space and just really making it your own yoga studio. So I encourage and recommend that you go do this today. Okay. So back to our guests, Dr. Dan, Alexandra. Okay. I got to tell you guys. So one of the first times that I sort of saw you guys, or I don't even know, maybe it was from a mutual friend on Facebook, but I saw the video, one of my favorite videos. Can you guys remember or imagine what it was? Okay, so Doc was trying to do his it was a green drink, right? It was a recipe.
It's our demo for I get a lot of questions since we've been doing this, and especially because I work in the hospital and the nurses are a big part of people who follow us on Facebook.
Yeah, yeah.
I get a lot of questions about juicing and smoothies. So I said, there's so many questions about this. We got to do something about it because people keep asking us about this. So we decided, okay, we wanted to do videos anyway. So this was kind of, okay, let's do the first video. It will be about the difference between juicing and smoothies. So.
Yeah, what culminated was.
Well, I was holding the baby while I was filming.
How old
with
is she?
My iPhone. 1.5. And she saw her dad make the smoothie, and as soon as he made it and poured it in the glass, she was like,
Yeah.
She just wanted it so bad because she's used to drinking this all
the
time.
Yeah, she's like, he's making it. I usually get some afterwards.
And
so.
I didn't realize that while I was holding her and filming at the same time. So she goes to grab it while I'm trying to film Dan and, of course, spills it all over the floor. And that was the end of the video.
That was awesome. I was like, okay, this is so real, right? This is like a family of six, right?
Well,
and
seven. My mother-in-law lives with us as well.
Oh, okay.
And we have visitors every once in a while.
Yeah. So you guys, that was an awesome video. I loved it. Can you share with us, actually, what do you want to talk about right now? Because do you want to talk more in the background of what you're trying to do first? Because eventually I want you guys to share an awesome recipe that we can all make today.
I will love to do that because I do all the recipes on the page.
Okay, so can I call you Dr. Dan?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Okay. So why don't you share with us more about what your goals are and what you're trying to do to help people?
My goal is to share this part of medicine that I think that probably is just not, doesn't have enough light on it. And I think this corner is about nutrition. I think the nutrition is very important, and I gather this information from books and also from my own experience. I've been vegan for 5 years, and I'm very happy being this way. And as I said, the China study was for me the turning point. Just a short briefing: China study is the biggest epidemiologic research that was ever done on nutrition. Was done by Dr. Colin Campbell. There was a study done in China and pretty much showing that all the animal protein in every form that it comes, meat, dairy, or egg, can actually lead towards this epidemic that we're dealing with today, epidemic of diabetes, obesity, cancer, heart attacks, and all these things. And people who are actually using less or none of these actually could have a better quality of life. So
imagine that, right? And that there are options out there.
And this is where I like to say that even though you know the tools and you know what's good for you, it's still hard to do. And so it's also, it comes down to our mind and what we're, our emotions as well. So.
Yeah. So with your background, your psychological background, and I think even with yoga, there's so much there that can help someone in that transition time. What can you do, Alexandra, when you're helping the doc with clients and patients? What is sort of your, where does your expertise come through?
Helping them with tools to deal with their stress, because a lot of times when we're stressed, we eat, especially, I mean, I know that's been my journey all my life. I've gone towards the cupboard to get a snack when I'm stressed instead of just sitting with that stress and letting it come up and letting myself see that and what's going on. You know, it's hard to express things sometimes if we don't feel allowed to, and we push it down and we push it down until it gets stuffed in us, and we form things like depression, and we form things like, disordered ways of eating and eating disorders and other problems. So
So what is one, can you share with us one exercise that you can give?
Meditation, okay. Prayer, whatever it works for.
Which on my end, that turns on the parasympathetics, right? So which mm-hmm. would allow for wonderful digestion.
So, exactly, because our gut is our second brain. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of studies that say that now. So when we're able to relax, like through things like meditation or doing things that we love to do, a lot of times we forget that it's okay to do what we love every day. If we do a little bit of what we love every day, that makes us happier people overall. So basically it's just doing what you love, having joy in your life.
Sure, sure.
Not being afraid to have that.
Yeah, and we all deserve it, you know.
Exactly.
So what I want to go back to, when we come back, we'll talk even more about it, but there had to have been some sort of something that told you, Doc, meat doesn't work for me. I'm just thinking about the person out there that's going, Some people eat things and it makes them feel a certain way, but they put it on the back burner, not thinking, oh, it was what I just ate, right? So psychologically they go, I have a headache, or my digestion isn't that well, or I'm grumpy, or I have cloudy thinking, but it couldn't have been from what I just ate. So maybe when we come back, you could talk a little bit more about the physiological processes that happen when we eat certain foods. Okay, so when we come back, we're going to talk about that. Please call in with your questions, 605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM, Community Radio for the North State.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love our in-store deli with our no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Bakery fresh bread, and of course, our organic produce washed in our purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years. Family owned and operated for three generations. Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
U Prep School is going places. Stanford, Harvard, Pepperdine, and you can help the students get there by participating in an annual fundraising event, We're Going Places, on Saturday, March 9th at the Reading Elks Lodge. Guests will enjoy casino-style gaming, dinner, and dancing to Reading's own Clear Cut. To learn how you can partner with us and to purchase tickets, go to myuprep.com or call 242-0424.
Three little words that will change your life forever. You have cancer. You also have choices. At Pace Cancer Center, we believe that the battle against cancer can be fought with a positive attitude, care, and excellent medicine. Dr. Pramila Dhanuka is a board-certified oncologist, and she is offering the highest level of care for cancer patients for over 10 years. At Pace, you'll discover why hundreds of local cancer survivors have chosen Pace Cancer Center for treatment. To learn more about your choices available at Pace Cancer Center, call 247-1425.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Thank you, Bob. That's awesome. Okay. Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Maria Salas, and this is the Positively Healthy Show. If you're just tuning in, we've got Dr. Dan Russo in the studio today and his lovely wife, Alexandra, who they're teaching us how to be more healthy. And when we left earlier, we were talking about, I think that as adults, we let sometimes our mental sort of strength sort of come get in the way with really listening to what's going on in our bodies. And can you guys talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, sure. I think that I always, you know, I ask myself, you know, why are we eating this way? What pushes us to eat this way? And I think that it starts early in childhood when obviously, you know, you are you know, your parents take care of you and they teach you what they knew what to eat. So, mm-hmm. you know, there was no question, you know, these are the people that you trust the most. And because of that, you're always going to follow what they teach you.
Yeah. Generational habits. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, you know, but at that time, I think that nobody, and what I'm trying to pinpoint to is that actually we eat without thinking. So food is not a concern. We have very busy lives and very busy days. And really, what is disconcerning is, you know, I mean, what I'm going to eat. I'm going to go and grab something here. I'm going to go and grab something
there. And
how's
the quickest way I can do it?
Yeah,
right.
Exactly. Yeah. So,
and
so
not just what we eat, but how we eat it.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Fast.
Mm-hmm. So I think that, this is where things started. And then nobody wants to, not nobody, but again, there is not enough information about, you know, is it important for us to know what we eat? Should we try to think maybe of healthier choices when we eat?
Mm-hmm.
But again, the life is very busy, and this is just something that we, you know, and it's difficult once you create a habit to change it, because it takes time, it takes effort, and like any change.
Yeah, definitely. What I always try to share with patients is, you know, whether it be food or drug, a chemical is a chemical is a chemical. And
mm-hmm.
your body or your brain sees it as chemical. So, you know, like you say, mm-hmm. it's hard to break addictions or habits.
As a general rule of thumb, if it hasn't grown out of the ground or from a tree, or it's not something live and that the earth has provided for you, it kind of, you should actually maybe ask yourself, like, is this going to clog me or cleanse me? You know, because
anything question to ask yourself, yeah.
made in a lab, or that's not real food. That's not going to feed your body.
Yeah, but what it does have in it, more often than not, is a substance to keep it together, right? What we would call an emulsifier or a gluteny substance. And also things that are in it to keep it on the shelf longer, right? So that would mean
Which
chemicals.
Is another red flag, that that's
well,
not something
it's
you
a red flag
put in your
because,
body.
Because the intent is to keep it on the shelf. The intent isn't to provide nutrition for that person.
It's dead energy.
So, yeah, so the intent is the bottom line of whatever company, you know.
Right.
So, yeah, I think that's a great question, Alexandra, if you just stop and ask yourself, what is the intent of this food?
And also the quality of that food, not so much the calories, but the nutrient quality of that food. That's also a very important thing to look at, because a lot of times people are like obsessed with calories and, you know, not even looking at how fresh the food is or how much energy it's going to give you. That's mm-hmm. something, that's the first thing people should look at, I think.
So are you guys satisfied with what we have to offer as far as food up here in the North State? Because I really always try to encourage people. We have a lot of great.
Oh, we have great farmers,
yes,
local farmers,
and I'm excited
local farmers
about that.
Markets.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing.
I mean, right? You guys buy your food up here, so
we buy a lot of food. We're at the supermarket every day.
Yeah, because you want it fresh, and
that's why we're there so often, because we make everything fresh.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that for me, I can do that because I'm home with the kids, and you just have to find what works for you.
Yeah, because there are some like, I forget the companies, and I'm going to probably get a slap on the hand here, but there's ones that will bring it to your home.
Abundant Harvest?
Yeah.
I think Turn Creek.
Yes.
And then Country Organics.
Country Organics. Mm-hmm. Thank you. That's the one I was thinking about. So, hello, you get to pick out your fresh organic foods and have it delivered to your home. It's really almost no excuse, right? And if people will generally, I don't know if you guys hear about this, but, oh, well, it costs so much, or, oh, it's so expensive.
Mm-hmm.
But I always try to tell people, hey, if you're buying this,
it is a sacrifice for some people.
Yeah, but if you're buying less packaged food,
right.
It to me, it sort of all kind of ends up
exactly
around the same or
you
less.
You have to be clear on your priorities first.
Yeah.
And it's and people don't look at – I look at these as an investment. You are putting more money into yourself today, but down the road, you're going to use less money.
Definitely.
On yourself, because
in
you're going to take mm-hmm. less pills, you're going to mm-hmm. go to the hospital less times, you're going to visit your doctor less times. So it's an investment. I tell my patients that actually, you know, everybody is worried about having a 401k. Everybody is worrying about having money for retirement. Nobody's worried about what am I going to eat today? Is this what I'm going to eat today? Is it going to affect me in 20 years from now or 30 years from now? Very few people. And talking about the Northern California and being in California, I mean, I don't think there is better place in United States to be able to have a plant-based food diet, because all, I mean, you know, we've been here, I've been vegan for 5 years. There is no way that I can say one day that I went to the store and I cannot find what I need for my needs. It's always fresh. It's always available. I think that the only thing that you have to do is you have to come out of your box of what you're looking at things right now, meat, dairy, and eggs, and look for the other things that are really available, readily available, and use them for your to prevent future diseases. But actually, this plant-based diet is also used to actually cure diseases. So yeah. A lot of people don't think that
Let
way.
Let food be thy medicine, right?
And medicine mm-hmm. be thy food, Hippocrates.
Yeah.
So, but that's what we were just talking about on break. Sometimes
what's
we're
your ultimate goal? Yeah.
Well, I was just going to say, sometimes we're very uncomfortable making that change, but we were just saying on the break that life begins outside of your comfort zone. So the goal is really, what do you want in your life? Do you want to have a healthy, happy body for the rest of your life? Do you want to be on pills every day for, you know, the rest of your life? So
yeah, we're not, I think, as health practitioners, even, you know, us sitting here, I don't want to speak for you guys, but I'm not sitting here trying to be a nanny state, like what they're talking about, you know, to anybody. I actually only help people that come to me and ask for help, right? So once they've asked for help, you know, it's all over, right? They've asked and, you know, it's on. And then I'm going to tell you what I think you need. Just like you, Doc, I think that's the approach you're taking. And, you know, you probably just get all over it, right?
Yes, we are actually the motto that we have on our website. We have a website which is called drrusu.com. It's up, but it's not fully loaded yet, but it's there. There are some recipes over there for people who want to look. We also have a lot of resources on the website.
You were going to say your motto.
Your motto.
Yes, the motto is your health is in your hands. And that's pretty much what we're trying to tell people is, you know, you need to take charge of your health. That's pretty much what that means. And we are here to help you and coach you and get you in better shape.
Yeah, if you want it, right? And that's what I always tell people.
It.
Ultimately, who's responsible for your health? Not the government.
That's the hardest part.
Not your parents anymore, especially when you're an adult. Mm-hmm. Not your friends. Not the grocery store. It's you. You have to make a decision to even maybe go out and do some research and figure out what works for you and what doesn't work for you.
And so, this is where the mind and emotions come in.
Yes, right. You have to have that emotional fortitude and that emotional juice, as Tony Robbins would say.
Yeah, we all need help. Mm-hmm. We all need each other for help.
Coaching is always a good thing. So when we come back, I want you guys to maybe share a recipe with us, give us some more information about the Facebook page. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. Please call 605-4567.
Number. Here's a little jingle from the Thule Kids.
You can play it, you can pause it, you can skip it, you can stop it with a hop. When the hopper takes over your commercial, I'll hop with the hop. You get the dispensation as we live in the nation with the hop.
There's a whole new take on mobile technology. The Hopper from Dish. Transfer DVR recordings to your iPad with the new Hopper Transfer app. And check out the Explorer app that lets you interact with your TV through your iPad. Watch everything and go anywhere with the all-new Hopper.
You can store it, you can view it, you can really room to room it with a hop. Where the apps are the coolest and the music is as smooth as with the hop. All the cats and shakes can get their kicks with the hop.
Thank you for calling B&T Satellite at 244-1988. That's 244-1988. Don't call the 800 number.
It's Drake and Bill.
Hey, Drake.
Hey, Bill. Don't you just love sunbathing in the park?
Yeah, Drake. It's so relaxing just soaking up the sun. Better be careful, though. Don't want your bill to get sunburned.
Hey, Bill. You see what I'm seeing?
Oh.
That lady's dog is about to... Oh, no. Not there. Oh.
Ew, why did you make me look at that?
Oh, no, it's cool. She's prepared. She brought a bag to clean it up. Check it out. Turn the bag inside out. Scoop. All gone. Like it never happened.
Oh, she's smart. Probably knows that if that stuff gets into the storm drains, it's going to pollute rivers and streams.
Ugh, dogs are disgusting.
What Drake and Bill are trying to say is not everyone understands that our storm drains can flow directly into our streams and rivers. Pollutants can cause adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even ducks. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Public Works Stormwater Program.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
I just wanted you to comfort me when I called you late last night.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you, Bob. Welcome back, everybody. This is the Positively Healthy Show, and that's so lovely right now. I feel so good listening to that music. So, you know, we're in the studio today with Dr. Dan Rosu, and he's sharing with us, along with his wife, about how they're helping people to get healthy. And what I wanted to ask you guys and to share with us, can you share with us a day in the life of the Rosu family and maybe a few meals that you guys might have?
I can do that.
Because think about it. What I'm trying to reach is to the person that thinks maybe they can't do this, right? And I want them to know it's so doable. You guys have four kids. Hello.
And yes, and it is doable. And
sorry, let me just start first.
Okay.
My day is very easy. Wake up, go to work, come back, eat your salad, go to sleep.
Yeah.
So, that's all.
Yeah. And okay, done. No, he's kidding. Done. Sold.
And I'm in the kitchen most of the time making all the food, which I don't mind because I love cooking and I love creating new recipes. And you'll see all of them on our Facebook page under Dr. Dan C. Rosu, MD. And there, every day we eat something, I'll take a picture of it and put it up. And so mainly what we do a lot of is salads. And a lot of juicing. There's at least a liter of juice we all drink each day. The kids will drink the juices as well. Some days they won't. And, you know, with them we've been a little more, you know, what they choose. We don't want it to be like this experience where they can't stand, like, mom and dad being all plant-based and they can't have anything else. So
you want them to be kids still.
We want them to choose and know that they can choose and it's okay, you know.
And what are the ages, may I ask? Because
10?
I know we actually have someone on the line, so I just maybe we'll answer that question, because we've got Laura from Reading on the line and she might have a question for us.
Hi, Alex and Dan. This is Laura.
Oh my gosh.
Hello, Laura.
Oh my gosh. I think I know which Laura
Maria,
this is.
Yes, you do.
You're so funny.
Well, no, I actually have real questions.
And okay.
Communicating with Alex and Dan. I love their website. But my questions are related to an experiencing I'm having right now. Both of my kids have been sick for a week, have missed school for a week, with this high fever, respiratory cough thing. And I get to be a stay-at-home mom, so I've been taking care of them. And knock on wood, I have not gotten sick. But I have also been juicing every single day with spinach and beets and cucumbers and, you know, kind of following what you guys put on your website. So my question is kind of related to what you were talking about, is how can I encourage my kids to drink green juice?
Okay.
That was Cooper. He just said, it's terrible. I offer it to them every day, and I try to put it before them. I try to mix different things, but they just find it unappealing. So my question is, what are your suggestions?
Persistence. Because Dr. Furman, the author of Eat to Live, he said that a child needs to see something, I think, at least 50 times, something like that, or even higher, before they could even try it. So it has to be out there for them to see constantly. So we are constantly doing it. And after us doing it maybe for like at least a year, right, the kids started trying it. And
oh,
it's also about the presentation. So really what it is like seeing the parents do those things, they copy those things. We're the most important example. So,
and really for the kids, I think that you can try to, you know, I mean, we always encourage the green juices separately and the other sweet juices, you know, with some fruit in it. But I mean, really, if ultimately, if you know, putting some fruit in it would cut the deal for the kids and they would start drinking it, I think that, you know, that's the way to do it. I guess the other way to do it would be to just try to, if they love smoothies, maybe just, you know, incorporate actually the vegetables in the smoothies and try to do the smoothies. And you get, I mean, you know, similar benefit with doing the smoothies. So you just have to kind of try in different directions.
And put a little umbrella in it, make it look really cute, just something that'll attract them. And you don't even have to say anything. You just put it on the table and they'll be like, ooh, what's this? And they'll start trying
it. Yeah, you just... One of my friends says you put it on the table and you walk away.
Exactly.
And Laura, I commend you for doing this. You're leading by example for your family. You have not gotten sick. I mean, so that shows.
I have not gotten sick.
And that shows the strength and the power in food.
And
right?
And tell them why, Ybina, because of the enzymes and the phytonutrients and I love
what you guys are doing. I appreciate it so much, and keep it up, because you two have been an amazing example for us.
You're so awesome. Thank you, Laura.
We love Laura. Older parents.
Thank you, Laura.
Okay, I'll see you soon. Okay, thank you.
Bye.
So,
yeah, why don't you go ahead and talk more about that? Let's talk about the why. Why would anybody want to do something? It sounds like for some people, this is just so crazy. Why would I want to do that? Well, let's talk about it physiologically.
Well, you want to do it because you're thinking about yourself. You want to do something good for yourself. You want to get yourself healthier, or you want to prevent yourself from getting sick. But the benefit of a plant-based diet is the benefit of having the food, which is high content in micronutrients, which are essential for our body. And actually, these micronutrients are actually lagging in a diet, in what is called the American diet, the typical American diet, which is all processed. It lacks vegetable, it lacks fiber, it lacks micronutrients, and these are all things that down the road actually would put you in trouble. So the micronutrients that are present in vegetables, all the vegetables, and when I'm talking about these micronutrients, I'm talking about these wonderful substances that have antioxidative properties that actually help us cope with get rid of all the bad substances in our body that our body normally forms and doesn't know how to get rid of them. And they keep us healthy. And, you know, if you look at all the vegetables and all the colors in them, that the yellow, orange, green, and all the vegetables, that's pretty much what the nature actually provided us with. So this benefit is a great benefit for your body. As I said, I mean, this is not something that you can really talk about in 2 seconds, but this is pretty much what it is. The fiber and the micronutrients, they are present in the plant-based diet that actually...
Yeah, no, this is a great intro. I think you're right. You would definitely need to have a session with someone, but can you guys share with us maybe a recipe?
Sure. For a juicing
recipe. We have one minute to share the recipe.
Green juice recipe. You always use cucumber and celery as the base. A leafy green, parsley, Swiss chard, collard greens, kale. And then you can add some sweetener in there if you really want to, like a pear or apple.
And I think that's what Doc was saying. For kids, hey, if the ultimate goal is to just try it, why not, you know, add a little bit of pear or something a little bit on the sweeter end of the spectrum.
Exactly.
To get them to...
And greens are really important too because of the chlorophyll in it. That's basically you're drinking liquid sunshine over there. You know, it's you know, chlorophyll forms from the sun. And when you put that into your body, I mean, there's no way you can't not be healthy.
Yeah. And it's funny because when I saw one of the pictures of what you guys made, I don't even remember. I think it was on Facebook. I knew I needed it because as soon as I saw the picture, my brain went, oh, I have to have that. So it was one of those sort of mind-body experiences where it was like, okay. I think we've got just a few more seconds left. I want to, on our way back, we're going to talk more. This is KCNR 1460 AM, Community Radio for the North State. Okay.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
The University Preparatory School Educational Foundation has announced that they will match donations up to $15,000 in order to raise $30,000 to fund Project iPad. This places an iPad and Apple TV in every classroom. UPrep's fundraising event, We're Going Places, on Saturday, March 9th with a dinner and auction will help to attain this goal and more. Purchase tickets and be a sponsor at myuprep.com or call 242-0424.
Everywhere around the world, they
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values, behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Maria Salas. This is the Positively Healthy Show, and we're coming in here to our last few minutes. And I want to make sure we make the most of it, guys. So, first of all, I want to thank Dr. Dan Russo and his lovely wife, Alexandra Russo, for coming in today. And I think we're going to share one more recipe, right? Before
so,
we go,
a big salad you can make is chop up any veggies you like. It could be cabbage, it could be romaine lettuce, tomatoes, cucumbers, sprouts, microgreens, whatever lettuce. And greens you could find, and a good dressing to try, which might be a little different. Maybe some of you have not tried this ever, is a tahini dressing, which is made from sesame seeds. It's a paste you could find at the health food store. So you would take half of tahini paste and half a cup of water, so equal parts, one lemon juice, some garlic, a little bit of olive oil, salt and pepper, and you mix it all in the blender, and it's an amazing dressing. We like it because it has a lot of calcium, and it really fills you up, especially if you use that dressing with some avocados and, you know, sun-dried tomatoes. You can put anything you want in a salad, but the dressing is really what makes it
that
a lot of times.
Makes my mouth water right now. So are you putting
look
the
for
avocado
more on Facebook?
Okay. Are you putting the avocado in the blender as well to make it
no,
creamier?
No, but you or? Could. That's see, oh, the okay. possibilities are endless.
Yeah.
And that's what I love about the plant-based diet is like there's so many amazing things you can make every day. It's absolutely delicious. I mean, I think we come up with a new recipe at least twice a week.
You know what I find too is when you start eating cleaner, your taste buds taste things differently, right?
Not only that, your mind is there's a fog that lifts.
Yes.
It really does affect your mind.
So not only to help patients preventatively, but I also think for, like Laura just called, her kids are sick. Some people might be sick. They're coming into the winter, coming out of the winter sicknesses. For people that do already have existing illnesses, getting on this program, this type of program, can possibly reverse it, especially if it's a cold or flu, but can possibly do a lot of types of reversal.
There is reversal, I mean, on this kind of plant-based, an organic whole food plant-based diet will help you get rid of pretty much most of your diseases. And just to start, I mean, you know, based on, we just had, we had a meeting with Dr. Colin Campbell. He was here in town a couple of weeks back.
Oh, yeah.
Author of the China
and,
study, yeah.
The author of China study, and he listed the diseases that can be cured, and we can start with number one, which is cancer. And there are centers and actually in the United States where cancer can be cured with nutrition. But I mean, getting rid of high blood pressure, diabetes, reversing heart disease. There are studies with people who were ready to go for heart surgery, and after getting on a plant-based diet, they actually reversed. This is the only ever study that was done that showed reversibility of a heart disease.
Was it 30 days or 60 or 90?
I mean, they were followed for a long period of time.
Okay.
But the idea is after a month, they had a cardiac catheterization, which showed actually decrease of the plaque. Yes, decrease of the plaque in their heart. So, I mean, there are amazing studies out there that show that actually diet could heal and reverse a lot of diseases.
Okay, so you guys are hearing it. It's out there. The studies are out there. The literature is out there. Go find it. Maybe don't believe what we're saying. Go find it out yourself. In the China study and all the various studies, what I want to make sure and share first, before we go is the Facebook page. You can find, on Facebook, Dr. Dan C. Russo. That's R-U-S-U. R-U-S-U, Dr. Dan C. Russo, M.D. That's very easy to find on Facebook. You can get it through me as well if you're already a friend of mine.
Or you can get it off of drrusu.com. It's also
which
on there.
Which is their website.
Drrusu.com.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And this is all free information. So we are just posting information for people. So we want to spread the information. This is not...
spread the recipes.
Yeah, there's a lot of great recipes. I love getting on there. I can't wait to try some things. And you guys, I would love to have you back sometime.
We'd love
thank
to
you
come back.
So
thank
much
you
for
very
coming
much.
On.
Thank you.
This is the Positively Healthy Show, and this is Dr. Maria Salas. Thank you, and until next time... see you guys on the 16th.
Thank you, Dr. Maria. Nancy Sutton Pierce is next with the Conscious Living Show here at KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. Crews in Central Florida are carefully poking around a home swallowed up by a sinkhole Thursday night, trapping 37-year-old Jeff Bush in his bedroom. There's been no sign he's alive or not.
They've got harnesses on with tethers attached to them, so if something does happen, they can pull those guys out very quick. They're still working to establish a safe zone out here. Hopefully they can do that sooner rather than later. Obviously the family, very distraught, and not much can be done until they can figure out exactly what is safe and what is not.
Josh Cascio with Fox affiliate WTVT at that home in Sefner, Florida, near Tampa. Five other people got out okay, including the trapped man's brother. He jumped back in, had to be rescued by a deputy. Engineers now say a second home is in danger. The sun's still in the sky, the lights are still on, but President Obama says federal spending cuts he's signed into law will hurt.
I still believe we can and must replace these cuts with a balanced approach. One that combines smart spending cuts with entitlement.